This is SiriusXM Insight. I'm John Fugelsang. Happy anniversary, Grease soundtrack. I am so pleased to welcome our next guest back to the Love Fest. And we'll be taking your calls for this one because I think some of you guys might be able to relate. Every liberal has a conservative in their family that they love, just as every conservative has a liberal in their family that they pretend to tolerate. And I see this all the time, even in love relationships. Whenever I do a show, I always ask if there's any Trump supporters in the crowd, because there's always some husband who's like a hostage, like a Beirut video from the 80s. And I always make, last night at the benefit show I did at Westside, there was one Republican woman in the whole room, and I made the whole room applaud for her, because you got to do the love, because they want us fighting. But my thing is, how do you have a mixed relationship in terms of ideology? At least if you have different religions, you still believe in the same God. But how does someone who, you know, wants kids in cages find true love with someone who doesn't want kids in cages? Well, Thomas Gagliano is one of our favorite regulars. He's an author. He's a life coach. He's an addiction specialist. He's been on many national radio and TV programs. His book, The Problem Was Me, How to End Negative Self-Talk and Take Your Life to a New Level, co-written with Dr. Abraham Twersky, is a model of sanity in a self-serving sea of madness. And it's a pleasure to welcome you here, Thomas, because I think you have always such a great common sense knack for issues of the human mind that I can't think of. But honestly, what divides romantic relationships more than politics? I guess you were saying kids, but...
Well, you know, it's very true, but let's start in any area where we have a disagreement, right? Okay. So when we're talking to our significant other, our partner, or really anybody, we want to validate their opinion. Doesn't mean we agree with it.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I'm saying I agree with you. But think about it. If an opinion's not validated, then the feelings aren't validated.
Which feelings?
Well, if I feel that this is a gorgeous chair and you think it's horribly ugly, and I say, beautiful chair, you could say, I hear you. You love the chair. I don't agree with you, but I do hear you. When we're validated for our opinion, we're validated for our feelings.
Okay.
And then we're validated for ourselves. In any marriage, with any disagreement, whatever it is, we really want to be validated.
So if you and I are a couple shopping at IKEA and I say, well, you know what? It's not the chair, not my thing, but okay, thanks for telling me what you like.
Well,
I validated you, but if I say, shitty take, Tom.
Well, if you turn around and you look at the chair and go, that's hideous, that's ugly.
Right.
Or, I hear you like the chair. I don't. But the point is validation.
And by chair, we're talking about kids in cages.
Well, we could be talking about, no, I'm talking about any disagreement, and especially when there's a lot of emotions involved.
Yeah.
Because let's say I want to persuade you on something. If I criticize you, am I persuading you?
Never.
Never. So if I really want to persuade you that this is a horrible thing, one of the things I have to do is at least validate what you're saying or acknowledging, not agreeing, validating.
Completely agree.
Right.
Completely
so
agree.
Again, if my goal is to get you to agree with me, and we could take this in any relationship at all. I mean, in any situation in the relationship at all. If I'm trying to persuade you to agree with anything that I'm doing, I can't throw lefts and rights.
No, it's true. It's true. And it's interesting because I'm very sensitive to this in terms of politics and religion. I mean, as a comedian, I try to not put down people I disagree with unless they're mean people.
Right.
I go after politicians, those
excellent.
In power.
Excellent.
But when it comes to matters of the heart, 63% have said they only date people who have similar political opinions and beliefs. 56% of millennial men and 73% of millennial women would prefer to date someone who votes the same way they do.
Mm-hmm.
Half of single men and women think that dating someone with opposite political views was fine for the short term, will never last for the long haul. If it does, that's really love, I would guess. 38% of single women avoid dating men with strong political opinions. That explains my young life. Only one quarter of single men avoid dating women with strong political opinions because they're men. 33% of people say they've had a ruined date because of a date's political opinions. And of that 33%, 18% would never give him a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dividing line that's right there, and it's a minefield that any two people who have opinions on things are going to face if they try to find partnership.
So here's my point in all situations. This is a very powerful point, politics today. But I will venture to say, in any relationship, if your goal is always to be right with your partner, you're going to have a problem in that relationship.
If your goal is always to be right.
Exactly. So my point is, do I choose closeness at times? Now, closeness doesn't mean I have to acquiesce to your opinion. But closeness at times is where we stop and say, do I have to win this battle in the relationship? Now, politics, yeah, maybe I have to win those battles. But what I'm saying is, if you meet somebody and you're so staunch on getting them to change their mind and listen to you, that's going to show up in other areas of relationship, even if you do agree on the political piece. And this is what I believe. Couples that know how to resolve their conflicts are the healthiest couples in the world.
Totally agree.
Couples that have to be right, and that's all they want to be, is right with each other, usually somebody's going to shut down, and they're either going to act in with a lot of anxiety because they're not expressing their feelings, unless it goes to, we talked about gaslighting on your show the last time, unless it fits your opinion, or they're going to go act out in some ways that we also talked about in your show the last time. So what is a healthy couple is to be able to hear each other. Doesn't always mean agree with each other,
right,
but to hear each other. But I do understand that politics is a very big piece. Now, I know a couple that one goes one way, one goes the other way. And the way they've managed their relationship is to set boundaries and to say, we can't go here. Okay, it's a boundary that we can't do. Now, if they're
in terms of discussing politics,
In terms of discussing it, or at least when they feel like they're going down that wrong street,
right,
when they get emotional, when they get loud, we need to stop this. My wife and I do the same thing at parties. Of course, we all have people that are on both ends, and we make a rule. We can't discuss politics because it's a funny thing. It's got a lot of emotion. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Either way, right, left, a lot of emotion.
And it's all tied up in how people see themselves and identify their virtues.
Perceive the world.
Yeah.
So, but you could be very close to somebody. I believe this because I see it at parties. I've seen people that are very close to each other that start to get really juiced up, and we got to stop it.
I've also known people, though, with very different political opinions who have very passionate short-term relationships. And then when the physical thing ends, they move on because there's not going to be any kind of foundation for a meaningful partnership afterwards.
100%. But is it always in that area, or is that one of the symptoms for something underneath that has to be worked on?
Yeah, see, I think it's stronger than even things like, you know, religion or sports team rivalries or taste in music. I mean, the things that used to divide us in the old days, in our parents' days. I mean, even if you're different religions, you still kind of will believe in a deity. Or if you're an atheist and a person of faith, you'll still just want to raise the kids to be good people. But when it comes to political ideology, Vladimir Putin knows that's how you divide us, and it works.
So let me ask you this. If you have two people that are very passionate, and see different ways, I think that's a game breaker. But what if you have somebody that sees that the other person is very passionate with politics? I don't necessarily agree, but I'm not as needing to be right in that
I think
area.
That's millions of marriages.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
But that also is a symptom of what could be going. Look, I always believe one thing in relationships. Nothing's ever 50-50. Sometimes my wife gives in more. Sometimes I do. We're not all made up of the same things in
right.
the same situations.
Right.
A good marriage, you know when to give more and when to get more. Can't be the same person always doing the giving.
I love this conversation. I want to open this up to our listeners at 877-974-7487. 877-9-SERIOUS. Tim is calling from Maryland. He's in this kind of relationship. Tim, welcome. You're on Insight with Tom Gagliano.
Hi, John.
Hey.
Hi, Tim.
Yeah, I usually call. Yeah, Tim from Maryland. I usually call about movies and things, but I am married. Been married 26 years now to a woman who has some very conservative views. She was raised in rural West Virginia and reflects some of the views on race that her family has and about brown people and babies. So that's just to set the scene there.
Brown people and babies.
Yeah, she
okay.
worries about, you know, immigration and
gotcha.
And certain types of people having too many babies. She thinks the world
is
already full. We need fewer people.
You should tell her. Now they're saying brown people have too many abortions. They've changed the narrative. It's not too many babies, but go on.
I guess it depends on your color of brown and whether you're Catholic or not. But
say no more.
But, what I've found that works for us is that I know where her views come from and that she holds them very deeply, and that there's not really anything I'm going to be able to say to make her change the way she feels.
You're talking about empathy.
Yeah, absolutely. I love her enough to know that I'm not going to make her be different.
And I'm guessing she feels the same for you and makes the same allowances for you, right?
Yeah, she lets me watch Rachel, and she'll sit there, so yeah.
Tom, she lets him watch Rachel. It sounds 50-50. What do you think? I mean, it sounds like, here's what I will say. It sounds like any couple that is this divided politically but can still make it work probably has above average communication skills.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, you must make her feel like she's validated and acknowledged in the same way around. So she becomes more important than the political views you both have. She comes first. It doesn't mean that it's not important to you or important to her, but obviously your relationship comes first. This is what I'm saying when I say it's not always 50-50. Maybe in the area of politics you have to give in a little bit more because she needs it a little bit more, and hopefully there's other areas in your life where maybe you need a little bit more from her, a little more empathy and understanding. That's what makes a marriage.
Yeah, it sounds pretty positive. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, thanks. What's interesting, too, is that I am slowly but surely wearing her down on other issues, you know, things, women's issues and things like that, where we have come closer and closer agreement the longer we've lived together because we can see what's happening out there.
God bless you both. It sounds great, Tim. Congratulations.
Right. Excellent.
Thank you, and I hope to see your show on Friday. I'm trying to talk her into going.
Oh, man, you better come. And she's a Trump supporter. I give love to Trump supporters at the top of the show. I'm going to make the whole crowd give her love. So you better.
Okay.
Bring her down there. It's going to be a party. Did I mention I'm headlining at the Rams Head in Annapolis, Maryland this Friday the 2nd? Tickets available now. They're going fast, so please come if you can. I want to get more calls, but let me ask you, Tom, I was curious thinking about this interview. When do you think it's appropriate in the dating process to begin discussing political differences? Is that something to just bring up respectfully early on to avoid any conflict and know the playing field, or just get to know the person and not worry about that stuff?
It depends on how important it is to the individual. I mean, if this, my political ideology is one of the most important things in my life, or where does it fall on a priority scale? I think when you meet somebody on a date, you want to get to know the person, who they are. You know, they're allowed to have a different opinion. And if you're not allowing that, then you're going to have a problem from the get-go. But
yeah,
get to know the person a little bit first. Do you feel like they're listening to you, validating your feelings? Get to know the person a little bit, and then you could bring up politics. But it depends on how passionate the person is about politics.
Of course.
Too. Everybody's not on a scale of 10.
If you're both in the one-third that doesn't care about voting, you'll probably get along fine.
Or even if you have somebody that you vote for and you just believe in some of the things that they do. You know, this is the thing that, think about negotiating anything. Think about if I'm coming to the table, I'm going to negotiate. If I can't validate some of the things that you believe...
And I need lots of validation constantly,
well,
Tom.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
nonstop.
You go. And so do I, right?
I mean, I'm more codependent than a love partner, but go on.
But if I could validate some of the things you're saying, maybe there's 2 out of the 10 things that I could validate. Because if I'm not getting validated for absolutely nothing, what are you telling me about myself?
Yeah, I agree with you that Trump's name is Trump. Yes, I agree with that part. But yeah, fine. I mean, and this isn't really this kind of scenario, I think, where we'd say opposites attract when it comes to political ideology.
Well, it depends on how passionate you truly are. If you're this passionate and this is really what is, you know, getting you juiced up every single day, morning, noon, and night, it's certainly going to be a situation if you with somebody else that even is half as passionate the other way.
You know what? It's really true, because we all know there's millions of conservative brothers and sisters who can't stand Trump and know that he is against everything Jesus ever talked about. But hey, anti-abortionism. We found the one thing in common that makes our relationship work. Anne is calling from the great state of California. Good morning over there, Anne. You're on SiriusXM Insight with Tom Gagliano.
Yeah, hi. Well, I'm sorry I missed the last caller, what they had to say, because I was talking to your answering person.
Ah.
but this is something I've wanted to say for a long time, and I really appreciate how charitable you are, John. But I could date a conservative. I talk about political philosophy, et cetera. That would be very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that Never Trumpers are some of the most articulate people taking on Trump.
And Bill Kristol is so glad you feel that way.
Well, no, actually, I think we won't even get into Joe Scarborough because I've heard people put him down on your show, and they're just not watching his show.
Look, it's awkward. Joe Scarborough retweeted me last week, so I can never be mean to him again.
Well, he's been the most persistent anti-Trump and most articulate.
Yes.
Anyway, we won't get into him. But here's my point. So there's a category called politics you can put in a slot. But the exception is Trump. Trump transcends politics. Trump is about how you see the world, the whole world, everything. The thought that I could ever date, frankly, having friendships with Trump people, this would be very difficult for me because of his lack of empathy, his cruelty, how he finds somebody's weakness and goes after it.
I agree that it's not about conservative values. I do agree, but you would also agree that
it's about,
if the one thing that unites all Donald Trump supporters is that they are okay with authoritarian style leaders, I mean, that would mean that you could be a conservative Christian who likes authoritarians and just be an atheist sports dude who likes authoritarians and still manage to find happiness. Tom, am I being too rosy?
Let me ask you.
Go ahead, Tom.
He goes after weakness. He goes after people who are weak, and he attacks them, and that is diabolic, in my opinion.
The guy has got
some issues.
Let me let Tom jump in. I'm going to let Tom participate now. Go ahead.
But that is Donald Trump. That is not who you're dating. What if you met somebody that validated that, for instance, you know, I agree that women should have pro-choice. You know, I agree that the borders are despicable. But this is what I feel Donald Trump does well and validates your feelings.
What would that be, though?
I don't mean to be negative.
You can't excuse Trump for liking any particular issue.
Right, but this is, again, to Tom's original point, this is you, and other people who are not this politically focused but still have their values can find a way to communicate and work beyond it. Go ahead, Tom.
And what if there's things that you say that person validates? You're right. What Trump is doing here is terrible. You're right.
Let him finish, please. Go ahead. Please let him finish.
You're right. It's terrible. I understand how you feel. But I feel that Donald Trump is really helping the economy. Now, you could disagree. That's okay. But I feel that what you're saying about the board is terrible. I hear you. You're right. I see you're sad. I'm sorry you're sad. What if it's based in the relationship and not Donald Trump?
And he's nice to you, and he's respectful to you, and respectful
nice to
others.
Respectful to you, and empathetic, and cares about.
I'm asking you to believe this man exists, Anne. I'm asking you to believe this man exists.
They do. They do. See, if you make every person that voted for Donald Trump a rapist, horrible warlord, of course.
No, but the problem, Tom, is that I have with it, to Anne's point now, is that even if you're not a racist, racism wasn't a deal breaker for you. And I think that's what Anne's trying to say, that even if you don't support sexual assault against women, and would never do it, that wasn't a deal breaker for you. And so I think a lot of people, and this is the same on the right, people who feel that abortion is against the Bible, even though it's not, but that's their core belief.
Right.
And you cannot sit down and break bread with someone on the side of evil. And I do think that for a lot of people with, as you said, very passionate convictions, it may just be a deal breaker.
And that's what I'm saying, passionate convictions. But my point is that I don't believe everybody in the world that voted for Donald Trump is like Donald Trump. I don't think their personality necessarily has to be like Donald Trump.
Right.
And I think that this is the point. If you're going to box everybody in a hole and say everybody in this world that voted for Donald Trump should be thrown in jail, I don't think that's fair.
I have relatives who are very nice, kind people. They're not like Donald Trump, but they believed 25 years of negative stuff about Hillary Clinton.
Okay, there
and
you
so
go.
They're still nice people. They're wrong.
And maybe they'd be good partners.
Well, no, they're my relatives. Man, that's kind of creepy. I'm from New York, sir. We don't do that up here. And thank you very much for your call.
I would want someone more intelligent.
Right on. I hear you. Well, thank you very much for your call. And I think both of you just proved the other's points. But Tom, I love this topic because I do believe that love is more powerful than division.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the relationship is more important than the politics. And again, I'm not saying that you can't share your feelings, but I really believe in any situation in a marriage, you need to validate the person's feelings in order to validate who they are as a person. And if I'm invalidating their feelings, not agreeing,
yeah,
okay, and it's not, I'm not saying it's easy.
You're like my spiritual guru, I swear to God. We got listen, Tom, what's the best way for our listeners to follow you and your work?
You know what? You can hear my podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts, and you just got to put in the search bar, "The Problem Was Me." And I have 25 all different subjects there. Please enjoy what you hear.
Come see us again soon.
John, always. And good luck to you.
Thank you. When we come back, it's the ADD Hour. Alonzo Bowden, Carol Montgomery.